We are on page 473, 474, middle chapter 15 of Egaris Kodesh. We're on the line that starts Lezavak at the end of the parenthesis, about 10 lines down. It's the first paragraph, or the only paragraph on the left side of the page of 473. We are giving an account of the spheres. He started out with Chesed and Gevura, and last week we talked about Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. In this hour, or this segment, the letter goes on for quite a ways yet, and I didn't think that we were going to finish it today, so we'll get one more time probably. So in this instance, he talks about how they get here. You got all the spheres, but they're like this, the heavenly spheres. How do they get to be down here? Where, you know, how do we get to be us?
How do you get there? Right? How do you get there from here?
Right, exactly. So vihine midas elu, all of these attributes that we talked about till now, hein bechinas chitzonius shebenefesh. We've been talking about this as using as a parallel of our own self. These are an external expression of our soul. Ubatochem elushas midas pnimius, and clothed within them are the inner midas, the same avavayira. So inside, what he wants to say is that the expression of Netzach, Hod, Yesod is an expression really of Ava and Yira, of fear and love. Now, there are mashal ba'ava mashpil of nai, machmas ahavasi. Like, for example, you have the love of a father. And because of the love the father has for the child, so he wants to have a certain interrelationship with him. And therefore, he gives him lots of stuff because of his love. He holds things back from his son because he loves him, so that his son shouldn't grow up to be a juvenile delinquent or an adult delinquent, as the case may be.
Indeed, yes.
And these emotions, where do they come from? Both the external and internal. They are products of the intellect. That just as it is, this according to the intellect of an individual, so too we see that's the emotions. Shakatan, shakabat shulay hein b'vichnis katnas, kach kol midos of hein b'dvarim katnim erech. That the child who has a small intellect wants small things. V'gam g'daylem l'fi sichlo yahal ish. And according to the greatness of a person's intellect, that's how he's praised. And according to how much intellect a person has, and where the focus of that person's intellect is, that is going to indicate what type of things that person is going to love. All the emotions come from the intellect. What's the main thing is das. When you're talking about the development of emotions, the main thing that gets the emotions developed is das, because das is defined as the connector, the bridge between the intellect and the emotions. That from it, it connects the Chochmah and Bina. Okay, Chochmah and Bina are purely intellectual persons, kind of come to develop with a concept. And he finally thinks, oh, I got the concept. So Das is now, so now that I have the concept, what do I do with it?
Yeah.
That's why it's the connector between the emotions and the intellect.
Right, okay. Interesting.
Kenira b'chush, as we see in actuality, that you could have two people in the same situation, but because they approach the situation differently intellectually, their feeling about the situation is going to be totally different. As we see, for example, with the halacha of Hillel and Shammai. They both learned the same thing from Shmaya and Avtalon.
Right.
Yet, this one said left, this one said right.
Yeah.
Why? Because the way that it tickled their das is like, okay, I got the concept now. What do I do with
How
it?
How do I do it? Yeah.
And since it is that it's not absolute.
Yeah.
And this understanding that a person has, when you're talking about Torah, since it is infinite and contains, each concept contains the infiniteness of Hashem.
Right.
So therefore, it's possible that a person can say, well, I'm going to do X with this, and the other person's going to say, I'm going to do the opposite of X with it.
Right.
And base it on exactly the same logic.
And then both be right.
And both be right.
Yeah.
Because it's both contained in it.
Mm-hmm. Only in our religion.
That's the expression, Eilev Yiver Elokim Chayim. That both are the opinion of Hashem. And yeah. It's not called just Hashem, it's Elokim Chayim, the living God.
Right.
Go and live with it.
Yeah.
He calls the who rakel de mashal levad. All this that we're talking about, he said, this whole thing started with nefsar achzal akai. That from my flesh I perceive godliness. I'll take a look at myself,
yeah.
And I'll see how I function, and I'll be able to understand how it is that Hashem functions. Somewhat. He calls the who benefesh hasichlis hatachtoina sheba adam haba meklipas noga. All this that we're talking about over here is talking about the animal soul.
Mm.
Because this is what we relate to. Okay, when we say usually I want, it's generally not your godly soul. When you say I want, it's generally your animal soul.
Yeah.
Okay? And he made the point of this before, that somebody like a Hillel who would say, I gotta go treat the poor one and get him something to eat because he's hungry.
Yeah, do a kindness.
Because a tzaddik, okay, is his nefesh elokis. But the average Joe, they're the nefesh of Bahamas.
Right.
Okay, so that which we've been talking about, formulating ideas and making ideas relevant and developing love for things and acquiring things based on this love and fear, that's talking about the animal soul, which is derived from klippa. And we're going to say that you're going to perceive godliness from that. There really is no difference in the godly soul, because what is the godly soul's whole entity, want, desire, thought, etc., etc.? It's godliness, it's Hashem. So there's not much room for differentiation. It's just that's the way it goes. That's the way it works.
Right.
Because of his great love of Hashem and his great desire to cleave to Hashem, who chafetz chassid, so he desires Hashem's kindness, kidei ledabek, in order to cleave midasav, to have that his attributes should cleave to Hashem. Kamaimer izal ledavkabai, this is back in chapter 2 now, to cleave to him, hamidabek b'midasav. It says, stick yourself onto Hashem? Mm. How do you attach yourself to Hashem? You emulate his attributes.
Yeah.
One of those things is, except back in chapter 2, he said that you could attach yourself to a Talmud Chacham. Here, he's saying, do it yourself. I guess he was older then at this point.
That's what Talmud Devar says, you're supposed to emulate
Hashem. Emulate Hashem. Just as Hashem is Racham, you should be a Rachamim. Just as Hashem is a Chastin, you should be Chastin. Just as Hashem is Gemel Chesed, you should be Gemel Chesed. All those different things.
Wow.
And then by emulating Hashem, so then your godly soul gets to attach itself to godliness. V'kein b'midas ha'gevura. And so too also with the attribute of severity. Severity means to withhold. La'hafriya min ha'rashoyim ala'enshin ba'enshi ha'teira. To pay back the wicked, and to punish them with all the different types of punishments, which really is a kindness to them.
Right.
And so too also, when he's talking about himself, to dominate over his Yetzahara, and to sanctify himself in those permittable things, to make a fence and a border around his Torah, because of his dread of think maybe possible come to a sin. So here it is that everything that the godly soul is trying to input is all for the purpose of trying to get closer to Hashem, to try and achieve this love relationship with Hashem. You may remember, back in chapter 6, Vageris HaKodesh, which wasn't all that long ago, but it may seem like forever. I'm not exactly sure. I have to go look back into the...
It's been a while.
To see how long it's been since 9 chapters ago. Hello. That he says...
It's been a good 9 months, I'll bet, or more.
I don't know, but anyway.
Yeah, anyway, go ahead.
Wow. He says that there's 2 ways to acquire love of Hashem. Sit down and think about it.
Right.
And get Hashem to give it to you.
Yeah.
Okay? And he says they're not really comparable one to the other.
Right.
But the first way is your accomplishments. The second way might be a greater level of love, the Ahava B'Tainugim that is talked about, the one which is reserved for tzaddikim, that takes away their free choice, and they can only love Hashem. But if you accomplish it yourself, you sit down and you think and you develop your love for Hashem, it's a much better thing because you're doing it. It's not right. Given to you.
You've invested.
Indeed. And how does that start? He says right here, Kadosh es atzmo b'moter lach. Just because it's kosher doesn't mean you have to do it.
Right.
Okay? There's plenty of stuff without going into nedarim and philosophies and, you know. It's just don't think too hard.
Just plain old stuff.
Five seconds. Do I need this? Do I not need it?
Just plain old stuff.
And if it's 5 seconds, I don't need it, don't do it.
Just plain old stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay? There's lots of stuff out there.
Just plain old stuff.
Okay. V'kein lefares Hashem u'terasa v'chol minei p'ayar l'davkei b'shvachoi v'chol b'chines nefesh. And so to also to utilize his attribute of his own personal attribute of teferis to Hashem, to beautify his Torah with all different types of beautifications, to cleave to his praises with all his soul. That means to say that he should be thinking with his intellect, with his thought, and it should be apparent also in his speech, which is why it is that the Rambam writes that if you want to discern if a person is a chacham, you don't do it by his Torah. You do it by how he eats and his manner of speech. Because if a person is truly a chacham, that would mean that he has put forth an amount of effort using his intellect to establish a relationship with Hashem such that it affects even to his speech and deed. V'kein la'amed b'netzacha neged kol maneyam avodas Hashem l'dav gebay. And so too also to stand up victoriously against any obstacle which is going to prevent him from cleaving to Hashem. V'nei kol maney alihi yis kavod Hashem malik ol ha'aretz v'mochamas Hashem. And to stand up and fight against anything which is in opposition to the glory of Hashem filling the world with this war of Hashem. Asher nilcham David HaMelech all of Hashem, like the way David HaMelech did it.
Yeah.
Well, we're given that charge anyway.
Yeah, okay, fine. I get the idea.
Are we ever going to achieve what David HaMelech would have been the fourth wheel on the Merkava, and so to bow down and to praise Hashem, Asher Machayo Mahava as Hakil, that Hashem brings into existence, enlivens and brings into existence everything. Vahakol Batal the Messias Etzlai, and everything is nullified against him. This letter would have a lot more explaining if it was been, for example, the first letter in Hageiros HaKodesh.
Yeah.
But being that it's letter 15, we've already explained this at great length.
Yeah.
Okay, all these different spheres and what we're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Okay, the whole idea of Batal and Metzias we've explained many times already. And what does it mean, Kula Kamei Kolo Chashiv? What does it mean that everything compared to Hashem is like nothing? I can refer you back to the beginning of chapter 6. Uba'ein va'efes of Hageiros HaKodesh. Uka'ein va'efes mamash. Like absolute nothing. Even though you can never understand how, as far as Hashem is concerned, is everything is nothing. Because if you were, then you would be nothing.
Right.
And a person can't say, I am nothing.
Right.
Because as soon as you say you are, you're not nothing anymore.
Right.
Does that make sense? You want me to say that again?
No.
You got it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Works in quantum mechanics.
You could say wipe nothing, but I can't get to nothing.
Yeah. Okay, we're not worried about if Schroeder's cat dead or not. You know,
quantum mechanics is whether you are here or there, or neither here nor there.
Yeah, it's neither here nor there, yes. The Afal Pi Kein Mighty Menachem Bo Hayadoi Mitis. But still, we get the picture.
Yeah.
Shekein Hu Be'emes La'amitis, because that's the way it is absolutely true. I mean, you have now, if you have physicists,
right.
These are people that might not even chas v'shalom believe in God, that will come to the conclusion that really all there is just one singularity of energy,
right.
Which is the composition of everything.
Right.
And if you could see that singularity of energy, you would see nothing else,
right.
Because that's the basic bottom line building block of everything.
Everything, right.
So therefore, then we as theologians can say that the basic building block of everything is Elokus.
Right.
And if the world is comprised of Elokus, what's that compared to Hashem? It's Elokus. It's the same thing. It's nothing. It's nothing additional. It's nothing there. Okay.
It's just Hashem.
Yeah. Ubechal zagan kein lohedus laHashem al kol hatevus asher gamalanu. And so also, if you're at least in that groove. Okay, so we'll never understand, we'll never really be able to say, I am nothing. But we'll admit that we can understand how it must be that the only thing that does really truly exist is Hashem Echad.
Yes.
And therefore realize all the goodness that Hashem has caused us. And not to deny any goodness that comes to us.
Right. Not to be ungrateful.
Yeah.
God forbid.
Yeah. We understand that whatever is happening to us,
right.
Or for us, is coming from Hashem.
Everything.
Uvechal zeh lahaydis ha'kol shvachav imidasu v'pulasu v'atzilas v'ubariyas ha'alyoyna v'tachtainim. And this now, a person can sing Hashem's praises with his attributes and his effects and atzilas and all the creatures, the higher ones and the lower, shehem mishabchim adein tachlis, that they're praising him for no end and limit. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing the Kedusha over there, and you have all of these Hamasharshim, Shoylim, Zezah, Ayim, Mkayim, Kavaydai, and they say, Baruch Hashem, Kavaydim, Mkaymai, all these wonderful things that the angels are kind of recognizing it, and I can understand, okay, they're doing what they're doing, and understand how that all fits into the creation process, so I'll do the same thing.
Yeah.
What's an angel got that I haven't got?
Right.
Better view,
that's it. Ain't tough as a regular. V'noyim v'royim Allah yisbarach v'yisale v'hum aleshen hoid v'hadar. Okay, that this is the idea of hoid means like praise and beauty. V'kem v'midas tzadik yisad oylam l'yiyas nashe kishur v'hashem chayachayim l'davka b'y v'deveka v'chasheka v'cheshek v'taynag nifla. And to be in cleaving to Hashem in an ultimate cleaving with a desire and a longing and an awesome lust. Okay, and then as far as Hashem's being king is concerned, so it's like you say, Ashkacha Pratis is Ashkacha Pratis. Oh, this happened, this was going this way and it was really terrible, and this was going this way and it was really terrible, and then, but suddenly this happened, and Ashkacha Pratis, it all worked out really great. Okay? And we go, yay. But it's Ashkacha Pratis when it didn't work out at all. When it was a disaster, it was also Ashkacha Pratis. And we should still go, yay.
Of course.
That's why, we mentioned this one before also, according to, in the Mishnah, when it asks about the barachas that you hear on saying good news and bad news, so everybody agrees that the baracha that you say on hearing good news is Hatayva Ameitiv, who's good, Hashem is good and does good. But when a person hears bad news, so one opinion says he should say Baruch Dayan Emes, blessed is the judge of truth, willing to accept that his ways are the true ways. And the other opinion says, what's the matter? He's not Tovu Meitiv?
Yeah.
He's still Tovu Meitiv.
Exactly.
It's still a good thing.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And that comes from Kabbalah's Il.
Yeah, sure.
To accept upon oneself the yoke of heaven, Kavodis kol eved la'adayna be'ema u'be'yira. To serve Hashem like a slave serves his master out of fear and awe. And the source of all of these emotions are from the intellect. What's chachma? Chachma is that the person is comprehending with comprehending Hashem and His wisdom and His greatness and His holy attributes, that He is leading and enlivening all the upper and lower worlds, and a person is able to conceptualize that. Ubina he's boinenes b'hasaga. That was actually probably the quickest we ever went through a whole page.
For sure and for certain.
Ubina he's boinenes, because it's all straight. We did this already, you know. Ubina he's boinenes b'hasaga zu v'erech v'racha v'emek b'nasai. And this is his to pull it, his full expanse of his intellect. Lahavim davar m'tayich davar, to apply all kinds of rules of logic.
Right.
To give birth to that love and fear. What's his deal about dover mitoich dover? Okay, it's a Gemara term, which means that we don't have to tell you everything. You can apply things using your intellect. That if this is true, then this must
this
be true.
This is also true, right.
Okay? Now, not everything's written down. Not in the Chumash, and not even in the Gemara.
Right.
Okay? Like, it doesn't say for anywhere, for an example, that you're not allowed to marry your daughter. Doesn't say anywhere. It says you can't marry your granddaughter, and it says you can't marry your daughter-in-law. So it's already inferred. If I can't do a granddaughter or a daughter-in-law, so then for sure not
for
a daughter.
Sure not a daughter, right.
It doesn't have to write it down.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Okay, that's called Dover Mitayich Dover. So, we can, usually in Chassidus, when it talks about Dover Mitech Dover, the Dover that we're trying to understand is Soviv Kolomim, the godliness which encompasses the world, at which point, which the world is considered like nothing to Hashem. Mitech Dover, from something, is the godliness of Mamali Kolomim, which that we can perceive.
Right.
We can perceive that, yes, we can perceive life.
Right.
And given no other synonym for life, we can say life is Elokus. And this life that we perceive encloses itself in every organism exactly to the needs of that organism. Mm-hmm. And even within organisms, you have different levels of life, like a foot versus an eye versus a brain. Okay, or different levels of life. So understanding how it is that godliness is manifest in the world, we can therefore extrapolate that, use some logic to conclude, then what about the godliness which is beyond being enclosed in the world? Because if there's godliness that has to contract itself into the world, there's godliness that's not contracting itself into the world. Because where's the godliness that's contracting itself into the world coming from? It's coming from the godliness which isn't contracting itself from into the world. So now we've just established that there's godliness that isn't contracting itself into the world. So if that'd be the case, then let's talk about that. What can we derive from the creation process about the godliness that we know about to the godliness that we don't know about? That's Dover Mitayich Dover. And we can imply that everything's equal to it, because since it's not contained in the world, so it affects the world equally. And we had the previous letters where he goes into great length to explain that the word makif doesn't mean surround. Because where is the makif? Where is this encompassing godliness? It's right here, just as much as the panimi is.
Right.
Because we have this rule that ani Hashem lo shenisi. We're not displacing Hashem. we're not creating this wall of godliness around us
right.
with our existence, when all of our existence is way, and you're looking way deep down inside of it, is nothing more than godliness to begin with, and these right. little energy pods that we're talking about.
Right.
So the orpanimi, the inner godliness, is not pushing away, it's not displacing
yeah.
the godliness which is not manifesting in this world. So the godliness which is not manifest in this world is affecting the entire world equally.
Right.
That's called Metayach Dover.
That's
Dover Metayach Dover.
It's the same here as
yeah, any... Yeah, how do I know that? I know that by looking at what I know about.
Right.
I can derive all this right. about what I don't know about.
Right.
That's the way Chassidus explains what it means, Dover Metayach Dover. Okay? Olahayle mahasagazit haldasa shehen midas avaviran to give birth from this... Love and fear, v'sharmidus haneldus v'nefesh alakis hamaskelus umizboinenus gedolus Hashem. By sitting and meditating on the greatness of Hashem. Mm. So really what this letter is doing, it's more as this first you should go and you should read chapter 3 in Tanya. That chapter 3 in Tanya says, hey, you got 10 attributes in your soul. And they're patterned after Hashem. And you have 3 intellectual and you have 7 emotional. Okay? And he says that you have to sit and you have to think. You have to meditate on the greatness of Hashem, how Hashem fills all worlds, encompasses all worlds, and how all the worlds compared to Hashem are nothing. And then you'll have this love and fear of Hashem, and it'll be all developed over there. And he says on the rest of the midas, the rest of the emotions, they're offsprings of love and fear. And then he says, and then you've got through meditating, so now you have to go through das in order to put it into practical usage, and you should live happily ever after.
Mm.
That's what chapter 3 says. In a nutshell.
Mm.
So here comes chapter 15 of Agaras HaKadosh, and is explaining this at greater length in each idea, and specifically about the meditation. This is the whole point of the chapter right here. Shalideis Bainanes HaNefesh HaLakis. That when a person actually starts thinking about godliness, that when a person is sitting and meditating, like before davening, for example, and is concentrating on godly concepts, that's not his animal soul at that point.
Mm.
Because the animal soul just wants him to go to sleep.
Mm.
It's morning. It still would be... He's still tired enough that if he crawled back into bed, he could fall asleep for an hour or two.
Or three.
And he is... And here, but he's using his brain to get excited about godliness. Batipol aleha emasa v'pachad. So what's going to happen? He's going to see the greatness of Hashem. Mm. He's going to have developed this dread of Hashem. Shehu yirtata. That's the beginning part. And he talked about this before also. Mm. That you have a lower fear, followed by a lower love, followed by a higher love, followed by a higher fear. Shehu b'chinas malchus. That's based on the relationship that Hashem has with the world. Our bottom entry level of fear is based on our realizing the relationship that Hashem has with us. Yiras Tata, again, he doesn't talk about Yiras Einish at all. Yiras Einish is not part of Judaism. It's not in the lexicon. And our fear of Hashem is not fear that we're going to wind up in Gehenna someplace or some other horrible punishment. Okay, our fear of Hashem at the onset is that Hashem is king,
right.
And the greatness of Hashem in creating the world.
And our awe of it, right.
V'yesh b'chinas g'daylos Hashem sh'memenu bo yira ilo, yira b'yshif. And then he can come to a higher level, which is to be embarrassed. That how could I possibly do anything that would separate me from Elokos?
Right.
That's what you call a truly God-fearing person. Okay, that why is it that he would never do anything wrong ever is because he's afraid of doing anything that would ruin his relationship with Hashem. This we talked about in the 40s in chapters in the Tanya. And then after that comes the Avarabba, which we said that that's talked about before. That's really just a matana. You're not getting that. Hashem's going to give that to you. But the lower level that you could get. Okay? The lower level comes from just realizing, wow, Hashem's really great and there's all this creation stuff going on, and it's only because Hashem loves me. Because we do, every one of us should wake up and say, Bishvili Nivra Ha'ulam. For my sake was the world created. Which may sound egocentrical, but it's really accepting upon oneself a tremendous responsibility.
Right.
Because if you're going to wake up and say, for my sake was the world created, that means you have to keep the world in creation. You got to keep it going.
Yeah.
And how am I going to do that? What's going to be my impetus to doing that is because Hashem loves me so much that he created this world for me and put me in it to work it. To do my avodas Hashem. That's the lower level of love.
Yeah.
V'keinu amidas ha-chatzeniyah shehem chesed kulu v'kulun sarach liyais malubash b'ahen b'v'chinas hadas. All these emotions, you have to have the connector there, which is das. Shehu b'chinas is kashas ha-nefesh, which is tying your soul to it, making it relevant, making it real. Because the concepts that we're talking about are so ethereal, they're way out there. They're totally and completely flipped out.
Mm.
Okay? You could be sitting there and going, hey man, this is groovy. This is like flipped out stuff, man. Wow, you know, energy, wow, boom, you know. It's like the whole purpose I've been talking about this whole week, Parshas Mishpatim. Okay? Parshas Mishpatim starts Ve'ela, and these are.
Mm.
There's a connection between this Parsha and the previous Parsha of Matan Torah.
Mm.
Why? Because what's the purpose of Matan Torah? To affect a guy who stole and can't pay it back.
Right.
Which is the first mention in this week's Parsha. To come down so low to affect even such a thing like that.
Mm.
Yeah. That if a guy who's stole something and realizes that he loves Hashem so much that he's willing to get his ear pierced for it, we should love Hashem so much too. Yeah. We should love our master too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Shubhachinis is kashrus ha-nefesh ha-kashura utakua b'hasaga zu. Once a person has understood all of these concepts and depthens his mind in them, really focuses and binds his mind to him. Das means it's not going away.
Mm.
For the most part, if you're using Bina, as soon as you close the book, gone.
It's gone. Das means it's in you.
Das means you got it.
Yeah, it's you.
Yep.
It is you.
It is you.
It is you. Yeah.
And whatever emotion is going to be developed because of this, his boniness, when he puts his das into it, it's not going away. That because as soon as he unties himself from it, it disappears. But if he remains focused, sticks around. So it says that when is Mashiach coming? One of the statements that says Mashiach is coming behesach hadas. Mashiach is coming, which is translated when people aren't thinking about it. They come unexpectedly. That's what it means the way it's usually translated. But behesach hadas means that the people are in such a situation that they can't connect. That if the world's gotten so bad that we really can't focus and connect and walk around all day with a love and fear of Hashem, like for example now with all of us, I haven't met too many people that are walking around totally and completely connected to Hashem a whole day long.
Yeah.
So therefore it would be appropriate that Mashiach should come now, because we're all dealing with Hesach Hadas.
Yeah.
You all got this lack of it. And what's one of the things that the Rambam says, the last halacha of the Rambam, what's going to be the big deal when Mashiach comes, is that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem.
That's right.
That what? There won't be Hesach Hadas. He's going to make the connection. We'll be connected always.
Right.
That's going to be the big deal when Mashiach comes.
Wow.
That's why marital relations is called das. Like Adam Yadacha Eschava. Mipnei Shehu Lashon Hiskashus. there is no greater connection between two people than marital relations. V'zeu b'chinas das tachtein, or hadas tachtein, I don't know what the difference would be over here. Hamispashit b'midos, that what happens then is once that connection has been made, like the way Adam did with Chava, so then the emotions are automatically developed and sustained. And this das, this connection, encloses itself, that the person now loves their wife and is afraid to do anything that would ruin the relationship. Okay, but then you have the higher level of das. It says, when does this come? This comes on the off weeks. You have 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Mm. So 2 weeks on is there's the physical connection. That's the das tachtein. Das elyon comes on the 2 weeks off. Mm. When it's just a total, complete intellectual connection.
Right.
And there what happens is because you have the 2 weeks off and you have this intellectual connection which is made, that means that the 2 weeks on are that much better because the connection is made that much more substantial,
right,
because it's a das elyon. It's a higher connection.
Right.
Shehu kenekudas, where is it? Elyon shehu bevuchinas is kashus v'chibur makor haseichel, that's connecting the intellect. Hamesig oimek hamusig, understanding the depth of the concept. Shehu kenekudas habarak hamivrak. Al seichel, that the concept is just like a fleeting, passing something. She is pashit lemata v'yava oimek hamusig l'idei havana, and that now, once this idea is now expanded, and he comes now to the depth of its understanding, and brings it to this understanding about Chava with full breadth of understanding of ba'erech v'reich of an all aspects and facets. Shehu b'chin is bina hanikra rachavas, and the heart is now bina, which is called the expanse of the river coming from just this little wellspring. Kemashi is bar, which is explained in its place, which is not here, which we've been explaining already for the last,
wow,
you know, four pages.
Right.
Okay. But he says, you know, hey, stay tuned.
Yeah.
And that's the end of chapter 15. To be continued.
To be continued.